A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take silver or gold or copper for your belts. Take no sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. When millions of people are living in tents, in a world without many kingdoms, I drew a picture of tents on a Lenten sign saying, "We don't need a kingdom, we need a home." In a sense, that's what today's gospel is about. We need safe spaces where we cure the sick, raise people from the deaths of poverty, injustice, and racism, drive out the demons of prejudice of all kinds. It's more than Confederate flags. It's about the depth of raising hands to help one another. We need hands and hearts willing to share the gifts God has given us. Just like making a house a home begins with structures and small things that make it yours. I went to church last weekend in a Michigan parish and found hospitality in its music ministry, who welcomed us with an ease of wanting to relate and to pray. All of these little things that each ministry in that parish did in the worship space made it comfortable and to be a true house of worship. It is the little things done by family members, no matter where we live, tents, apartments, on the street. It's in the little things like conversation and listening that raise us to new life and growth. It is where children freely play in safety, where the homeless are fed, and the hungry and those without clothes have their needs met. The Dominican High School Preaching Conference last week recognized the power of prayer and public discourse as one of those small ways to be in solidarity with those who are in tents, trafficked, and devalued as persons. They made a public statement for the first time and said, "The participants of the 2015 Dominican High School Preaching Conference stand in support of our Dominican family in Iraq and the surrounding countries. As a sign of solidarity with our family members and all who minister to those affected by violence, we will continue to hold them in prayer and raise awareness to the best of our abilities. May no one ever feel they are forgotten by God because of the actions or inactions of humans. As long as there are Dominicans, when moments of despair and violence seem overwhelming, you will be held in prayer." Today, may we look for the little things that will hold our world as a home for all.